Scores of Sudbury residents lined parts of Paris Street on Wednesday afternoon just as Ontario Premier Doug Ford was announcing to the rest of the province that a COVID-19 vaccine passport would be put in place on September 22. The residents who gathered along Paris Street did not appear to be part of any sort of a cohesive group other than the fact they seemed united in their opposition to mandated vaccines and any sort of a vaccine passport. As hundreds of post-lunch hour vehicles drove along Paris, many of them honked their horns seemingly in support of the sign-carrying protesters. Other protesters carried megaphones to make their voices louder, but with the traffic noise and the honking of car horns, their words were lost to the crowd. Signs were more clear in their opposition to vaccine mandates and passports. "We fought for freedom, let's not lose it," was a common theme. Several signs said, "My body, my choice," a sentiment usually seen at abortion rallies, but now seeming to convey a definite anti-vaccine message. Another sign, conveying a concern about lost employment, said, "I did not ask to be placed on a leave. I worked the entire pandemic. Help us." An illustrated sign with a drawing of a dog doing its business said, "Something stinks. Medical tyranny. Illegal. Shame." One sign carried what might be seen as a more ominous message. It said, "No vax. I'm willing to die for my rights. Are you willing to die trying to take them?" Another fellow carried a sign that said, "I am not anti-vax. I am pro-freedom. Let me call my own shots." Even the media came under fire. One person's sign was right to the point, "Media is lying." Another woman, holding a megaphone, pointed it in the direction of a reporter, standing about 5 meters away. "Is that Sudbury.com right there? We've got a couple of things to say to you," she hollered. "Stop lying to us. Tell us the truth. Stop your lies. You're lying to the public," she claimed. Other signs were clear with their messages. "Stand together for freedom. Media is the virus. Choice not mandate. Jab or job is not okay." The protest lasted more than an hour and, while noisy, was peaceful. The protesters stayed on the sidewalks and did not disrupt road traffic. A couple of Greater Sudbury Police Service, GSPS, officers on bicycle patrol were watching from beneath a shade tree nearby. There were no incidents reported.